Kelly from New York, and how are you? We're doing a very short show today. We're going to talk about the latest topics and news. As I said, we're getting ready for relaunch mode next week, as we have been promising all our listeners. We look forward to sharing everything with you. Today, we're just going to let you know what's happening in the news. You know, of course, Jay Logan and opinion and my opinion on things. So while we're waiting for Jay, I'm going to share a couple of things with you guys. As you know, Oprah, yes, I'm always talking about Oprah. I do love Oprah and a lot of the things that she's doing now for youth and everyone else, you know, across the board. One of the things Oprah is doing is she is actually doing something with a thank you. I know, isn't it? Okay, you're wondering what thank you is. Well, her intention is to thank everyone across the planet. Oprah has taken social media to a new level, where it's not, it is around being social, really around connecting each other with one another from everywhere in the world. This is something that I have always wanted to do and dreamed of doing myself. And, you know, so people like myself get to make a contribution, just like Oprah does, by having you as listeners, by connecting our guests with audience members, by, you know, just sharing ourselves with one another. And today I'm grateful as well. I had a really great piece of news happen business-wise today and just moving forward. So, you know, without further ado, I want to share with you a little bit. But before I share with you, I have to bring on my illustrious co-host, Mr. Jay Logan. Mr. Jay Logan, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Mr. Logan, I don't know why that happens every time you call. I guess because we want your number.
That's right, and that's wonderful that that happens because I love that song, and it's a great theme song for our show, Listen to Give. So we're just reminding everybody that, you know, I want your number, and that's good. I think that's a great plug. Let's try to do that every week.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, and no, Jay, I was just sharing with our audience how, you know, Oprah Winfrey is really revolutionizing, I mean, just taking it to a whole new level at the way she does things, you know? And I'm really proud of her as a show host, someone who's left the show, taken on a network. It's been rough going for her, but she's really engaging people to connect with one another. And the latest thing that she's done, Jay, is about, have you heard about her thank you, where she thanks, asks people to connect and thank someone in their life and press a thank you button. And it shows wherever you are in the world, and it starts to multiply across the world. It's so freaking amazing. You know, we talk about social media just to get business. We talk about social media for this, that, and the other. She is really taking it where it belongs. She is teaching us with people like Tony Robbins, Ayanna Van Zandt, T.D. Jakes, Deepak Chopra. I could go on. She's taking it to a whole new level. She just comes up with new things. Now, you know, before I put this over to you, Jay, I don't want to say that Oprah, you know, she's kind of secondary there because we were asking people what your treasure was, if you remember, sir.
Right.
So it tells us that, you know, with a big enough following, with a, you know, commitment, you can really engage people. Not for anything particular, but just to engage them and see what it is that we're all looking to create together. Would you agree, sir?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So, and I'm going to leave my We Are the World speech and move on into our show for today. So, Mr. Logan, what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm a producer, director, working musician. And I was looking at...
Wait a minute, Jay. Are you really?
Well, I thought I was, but after I looked at the U.S. Statistics from the U.S. Department of Labor, everybody is pretty much is doing great. It's saying pretty much it says like 1 in 1,000 Americans are working musicians. I don't, you know, I'm like, is it? Because I don't really see that, but maybe it is. But they're saying the U.S., you know, the U.S. Department of Labor is saying out of every 1,000 people, they're a working musician. So what does that mean? Does that mean, Gail, they're working, just working for nothing counts as working? you know, in other words, if you're not working for currency, if you're not working for any monetary means, is that, does that count as a working musician? Because I don't see, that working. Let's say the number of musicians and singers working is like 269,400,000 people that are working. I'm looking at some of the figures from 2000 to now, and the music business has kind of cut his workforce, you know. So I'm trying to figure out where these people are working at, because, you know, I might have to go over to Gail and get some jobs, because basically saying we're on the uprise and everything's doing good, and that's positive. But I disagree with the figures, because I have a lot of friends that are not working, and I'm wondering, you know, I'm wondering where this information is coming from, because actually the music industry has plummeted by like 45% between 2002 to 2011. So I'm trying to see where these people are working. So maybe it's just live work, you know, maybe it's just like concerts and stuff. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm going to say that, Jay, the reason why there's no more work for the other producers is because you were so good that you just took up all the work.
Maybe that's what happened.
I mean, Jay, why would you do that? I mean, really, don't you think that's a little unfair to everyone?
Yeah, I think I'll give a couple of jobs back, you know. It's kind of like throwing fish back. After you catch a fish, throw it back in the water, you know. So I'll probably do that. I think that's probably unfair.
I was just wondering because, you know, I mean, I know that you're so good at what you do. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know. Now, you know, on to the next bit of news. You know, this week has been, it's interesting. There's been an up and down on the news. There were some days we didn't even have any news, which was interesting. So one of the things that I want to talk about that's actually blossoming is Pinterest. Okay, me and the pronunciation of this site is really going to make people laugh. Pinterest? So I'm going to say Pinterest for Pinterest, P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T-E, okay? You know, I'm getting younger, guys, I'm getting younger. So Pinterest is trying to encourage corporate volunteerism, and you're probably wondering what that is. So Pinterest is the hottest new social media site. It's become a go-to source for the latest shopping tips, design advice, throw up pictures, you name it. But they're discovering through the legion of companies that are marketing or selling products via the site that has great commerce potential. Nordstrom, Fresh Direct, Major League Baseball, for example, have developed active pages that encourage user interactivity. But in order for people to understand what Pinterest is about, businesses should also be thinking about the site as a way to highlight their philanthropic endeavors. You know, and this is where this is really cool. Because you can actually start to promote the volunteerism for your cause, which you know that Listen Give is about listening to the creative work of others and giving back to their favorite causes. So, you know, you can increase participation by giving programs and earning the goodwill of other Pinterest users. And, you know, just by sharing what you're up to. This is an opportunity that for you to share the pictures and the different things that you're up to, the causes and everything. You know, and to garner support, you know, and interaction about what you're doing. You know, sometimes when we're looking for a cause, yes, we need the money to raise the awareness and create the solutions for anything. But at the same time, you want to engage people, not just engage them. That's the one thing I always stress on social media. This is not just about engaging people to donate to your cause or engaging people to get something from them. It's about connection with what's important to people individually, because each person has something different that they're looking for, you know, and especially with our youth, our mothers, our music, our arts, our cultures, adults, everyone, we're all looking to move forward in something, and we all have a cause that's important to our heart, and we all, as you were talking about earlier, Jay, that everyone's a producer, we all are creative, you know what I mean? We all have creativity. Mm-hmm. So I want you guys to check out Pinterest. And, you know, look at ways that if you have a cause close to your heart, especially what's close to our heart, which is with youth and, you know, art and music. So, you know, find ways to use Pinterest to get that message out there without it always having to be you know, let me get this person to like my Facebook fan page and all that. It's about what you're really creating, actually. So, Jay, what's next on your bandwagon over there, sir?
Well, I know a lot of people use PayPal out there, and it's a great way to buy things. And they have started, and maybe a couple years ago, a science division, and it's getting big on the East Coast in Boston, actually. And what they're doing now is they're going around. Well, I'll say, like, what search is to Google, transitional data is to PayPal. So PayPal is looking at what people buy and seeing basically what services they could offer by evaluating what people buy. And that's what they're doing. So it might sound a little kind of creepy, the invasion of privacy. But basically, they're basically trying to give you a better service. So if, let's say if you bought a car or a boat, they would try to offer you better products. So that's what they're doing. And so I think it's kind of cool. You know, they watch what you buy, and they can kind of help you shop and find things that might be more affordable. So that's what's going on with PayPal, which is kind of strange because they basically deal with money, but now they're going to be dealing with things that you buy with your money. So. What do you think? Does that sound kind of creepy to you? PayPal going into your business and figuring out what you buy?
I think that's a little bit too personal, to be honest with you. A little bit too personal. That's my thought on it, Jay. I mean, as it is, PayPal is already in your business,
And one of the things I wanted to go back to that a lot of people may, speaking of this, when you talk about
people, with PayPal, you often hear about us speaking about, you often hear us speaking about, PayPal or things like that, and, one of the things that I wanted to talk about here is youth and starting their own business young. Start getting our youth socially conscious of their talents young and finding out what they want to create, because this way they get to start, and we don't want them to grow up too fast. Let them get back to that imagination, not just the social side of it, but the imagination. One of the things that I want to bring back to our show again is some companies are coming together to support youth in learning about how they can start their own businesses, okay? How they can do little things, together as a group, even for their college educations or whatever have you. So there are some companies that want to create a curriculum that's divided into four parts, where one for each semester of the year. And during the first semester, students would learn the basic theories of business and crowdfunding. Next, students would be tasked with brainstorming ideas, researching, and designing their marketing campaign. In the semester, students would run their campaign and pitch it to investors. Finally, students would review their experience and apply the lessons they learned to the next year's project. So what am I saying? This is by courtesy folks of Mashable, Mashable.com. It's about youth coming together and us finding ways for them to use their brains. There are youth in different parts of the world, in the United States, in Europe, and other places that live in urban areas where computers, things like Blog Talk Radio, which we're on here, and other things, that they don't have access to this. Libraries close too early by the time they come out of school. We want to get our youth back into the libraries, to the wonders of books. Yes, I love my iPad and all that, but to touch and feel a book. We want to get them into having their iPad to start their business so that they're into the latest technology and coming together with their fellow students. I mean, kids can start businesses as early as 10 and become entrepreneurial. This gives them a sense of themselves, what they want to create within their lives, and leadership of tomorrow. I mean, there's some amazing kids that we don't even get to hear about. So, I just wanted to bring that back, because PayPal also, we can set our youth up through, of course, family supervision to begin to have their own PayPal accounts, to begin
to start to do their own business online with, of course, the stops in place that their parents would have, you know, of taking over the finances for them. And, you know, just a thought from what you were saying about PayPal. It's really about bringing our youth together to use the minds that they have. We have youth today are so far advanced, and if we don't put those good thoughts and ideas together for them, they can't move forward. So let's help our youth in our schools, whether it's an urban school or an advanced school, to develop their business plan for their future. A business plan doesn't necessarily have to be their own business. It could be their schooling. It could be anything. And start to hone in and support their dreams and their talents so they can discover more about themselves and what they want to create. So that's mine. Jay, do you have anything else for our audience here?
I would like to go across to the UK for a minute, and they have a version of The Voice, and they came up with a charity single. Some of the artists that didn't quite make the cut, 20 of them, got together, and they formed an organization called Full Circle, and they have a project to release a charity single, and the charity single is called I Believe, and the monies from this charity single are going to the nonprofit Me and D's, based in Derby over there, and it's a company that helps people that are pretty much terminally ill and kids and adults. And so they're going to release this charity single called I Believe June of this year, and they just recorded it. And if you guys would like any more information of that, you can go to Full Circle Official. .co.uk, and all the monies are going to help Me and D's, which helps terminally ill people, and it's a great cause.
Wonderful. The next thing I wanted to share with you is about, we talk about youth and musicians, right? Well, this is an interesting thing. It came out on May 1st, and why musicians are going to need more than viral videos to succeed, you know? You know, the co-founder of the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan, you know, he says that was at the forefront of one of the most important music movements in recent history. You know, he's splitting his time between music and helping artists take back control from labels. But he wants the talented musicians to have more lucrative careers and engage their fans. At the same time, he's calling on fans who play a more critical role to artist success than ever before to invest in the artists they love. And this is really, really, really cool. So, you know, he's no stranger to any controversy, and he believes the music industry is currently structured to prevent artists from achieving, as all artists do, you know, artists feel, you know, their overall goal. So, you know, with all of that put aside, the fans, he's asking to them to assume responsibility for the future of music, because it's going to mean something more than just a hit single. And we know that. I mean, we see that every day. So just think to our audience out there, young people, older people, college students, all the way across the board. You know, when you are a musician, it's like being an entrepreneur. It takes courage to be a musician. It takes courage because your paycheck and your way of living is based on the fact that you will get work, or based on the fact that a group will pick you up, or based on the fact that you have worked for a long period of time. I have been very blessed to have managed a young lady sometime back in 1994 that went on to tour with Gladys Knight and currently tours with Smokey Robinson. She's an amazing young woman. I managed her at the beginning of the time, and she went on to do very well. Now, she is she believed in her career. She had a strong family backing with her mom and her siblings, and she continued to have the forthrightfulness, the commitment to move forward. She knew, and she was clear. And when you're that clear, you will do well, but that's not everyone. Everyone's not given that chance. Everyone's not put in that position to have that happen. So how do we support our youth and musicians? I ask that you guys go and support whatever Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins is creating for musicians to move forward. Fans, I ask you to support new artists, existing artists, so they can move forward. It's 99 cents for a single. Believe it or not, that 99 cents, and I just want to share with our fans, Jay, because I don't think a lot of our fans realize what it takes for a song to be released. So this is for our young people to the older people. So, Jade, ready to go through this little thing we're going to do for 2 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. So one of the things, you know, Jay was just talking about musicians and his concern about producers. Am I correct, Jay?
Yes.
You know, and one of the things that a lot of people don't know, so a young man or a young girl, doesn't matter what financial background they come from, they see Jay Logan out there as a producer. So that young man wants to be a producer. Maybe even that young woman wants to be a producer. They see Nicki Minaj, or they see Beyonce, or they see Katy Perry, and they say, oh, I want to be just like them. They make a lot of money. So I just want to wake you guys up to a few things. One, the producer is responsible for the music track and maybe even some of the writing with you. The producer works very closely with you. Am I correct so far, Mr. Logan?
You are correct.
Okay. And then from there, you have to pay for studio time. So that's one thing. So as an artist, consider yourself a business. That's one. Number two, you have to put your music out there in a demo form. So you have to go to a producer like Jay Logan to work with you on that demo. Once you get that demo together, now the old school thing was to shop it to labels. The new school thing is just to start your own website and put it up on your website and let everyone hear you. And then if you're going to do it alone, then you're responsible for creating your tours at different venues around the country. That takes money, by the way. You're responsible for your media. You're responsible for your travel to get there. You're responsible for building your team of getting the producer like Jay Logan, getting a manager, getting a lawyer, and getting an accountant. And that's once you reach some status of doing that. If you're going to go with a music label and you're actually lucky to get signed, well, they still might let Jay Logan be your producer, or they might decide, I want to use some other producers. Am I correct, Jay?
That is really correct.
Okay. And then, you know, you also have to look at, if you're an artist and you don't write, then you have to have a songwriter who you work with well that's going to provide the right material for you. Or you might do some of your own lyrics and work together with Jay and another songwriter. So these are the different facets. Now, all of those things I've just named, if you get signed by a label, I want you to know that you may get an advance for the label and say, oh, my goodness, I've just gotten maybe $10,000. That's not a lot of money, but to the label it is. They're investing. I just want you to know you have to pay that $10,000 back, even if your album were to go or your music were to go triple platinum. You have to pay it back. You have to pay the touring expenses back. You have to pay any limos to any thing that where you're presented at on behalf of your album. You have to pay that back. All expenses must be paid back. So let's say, for instance, an album that may cost $10 now because it's cheaper. Labels are not just taking that anymore. They also want a portion of the endorsement deals and things like that. So your regular everyday artist who's putting their song out there for themselves, they will generate some money if they create a bunch of them, and it takes a bit of work, but you need a team there. So the person who's on the label, well, you pretty much almost are giving your soul over these days in order for a label to pick you up. It has to be well worth it, because there's so many artists out there who have themselves online and are putting their own material out. So they want to see that artist has developed some kind of fan base. To you young kids, what does that mean? That your friends like your music and your friends tell your friends about your music. To the adult, that means that you have built a buzz around your music, you've been doing it for a while, and you've done a couple of shows. So, you know, to our young kids, I'm kind of giving it to you all the way around. It's not as easy as you think. And also, you have to be committed to going in the studio with a producer like Jay Logan and being there on time, working with him through your voice, listening to him through his voice coaching. All of these things play a very important part in establishing yourself as an artist out there to be reckoned with in this industry. People like Beyonce, if you watch her early days, she worked hard to build her acumen in her music. It was not an overnight success for her. And she had a father and a mother who were very much committed to the success of the overall group, Destiny's Child, and to their children's success. So that is what you need, someone who's in your corner, someone who's going to protect you, and understanding that, you know, there's a lot of rejection before there is accepting.
acceptance of your music. So be okay with that and stay true to your music. So that's our 2 second lesson on music. If you think that you're going to get out there and just, you know, have money right away. So, Jay, anything else you want to add to that before we go on to the next topic?
Did everything in a nutshell. Is you know, the other thing is don't be lazy, because and sometimes you have to get up at all kind of hours. You know, a lot of the artists, they're very lazy. They don't, and they wonder, why can I make it? Because they won't show up. And some things you're going to have to do for free to get you to the next level. You might have to do 10 things to make one thing happen. So that's what I just wanted to add that in there.
Oh, that's for sure, Mr. Logan. That is for sure. You know, and that's what we're speaking to here. You know, if you are, when we talk about young people creating a business, if you want to create a business, to that young musician, get your friends to help you. Get your friends to put the word out for you. You young people who are really young know how to create websites and all those things. You know how to put the buzz out there. But just remember, it's not easy, and you're not going to make Katy Perry's money all at one time. You know, so I just wanted to share that with everyone. So, Jay, do you have any more topics for us today?
Well, I'm done. I'm at the end of my rope on the topics. So, yeah,
really?
No, I don't.
No, you're kidding. You are done. I cannot
believe it.
Wow. Well, I'm going to talk about something that's a little bit of fun. You know, have you guys known about skateboarding? You know, there's a whole culture out there, Jay. Do you know about skateboarding?
Oh, yes, I do. Especially out here in the West. That's all they do, you know.
Okay, but do you know how to skate, Jay?
Well, I used to. I used to, you know, but for some reason, you know, I lost my talent. I might even put them back on again and see what I can do. Me and you might go skating maybe, you know.
Jay, we won't talk about you. But I'm not talking about skates, roller skating. I'm talking about skateboarding.
I could not stand up on that board if my life depended on it, Gil.
Well, for all of you out there, there is a skateboarding culture that is so much fun. And, you know, skateboarding is a sport that is, oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. So after all these years, I got up on a skateboard. I'm not telling our audience how old I am. So I got up on the skateboard last week, and I can still skateboard. It's the coolest thing. I can actually still do it. And I was watching all these kids do it, and they were probably like, why is this woman, you know, skateboarding here? What's her thing, you know? And it was just kind of funny because I know that they were wondering, like, why is she skateboarding, you know? And I was having so much fun. And then I started finding out, Jay, that people skateboard to work. In the city, in New York City. So what I decided to do, don't laugh, I tried to skateboard to an appointment. And heels is not something you do. It's not a good thing. So I skateboarded to our appointment, but I did get a lot of exercise from it. So that's what I was going to leave for our adults. Don't make fun of your kids. Go ahead and skateboard with them. Jay? We're doing a short show today, and we're not doing a short show. We have a few more minutes here. So, you know, I just wanted to find out if you'll take on my challenge to you.
Well, I'll skateboard to the next Listen Give show. No, Jay,
that's not going to work, my dear. I want to know if you will take on my challenge of skateboarding.
I'll try to. I don't want to tell you yes, but I'll try. I don't think I can balance that long. You know, I think I can go like
that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I will not tell anybody. You can balance. I can guarantee you that. So do you promise you'll try?
I'll try to skateboard. Do you have to have a special skateboard or anything, or is it just all of them are the same? Is any special helmet?
No, just a regular skateboard. Now, one thing today for our youth, for our fans, and for the adults, the Avengers are out this weekend. I am going to see the Avengers. Jay, are you going to see the Avengers this weekend?
I am going to see the Avengers right when I get off the show.
No, you're not. Are you serious?
Yes, I am. I'm going to the first matinee. I will be there.
Oh, are you taking your daughter today?
Unfortunately, she's in school, and this is the Father's Day out. So I'm going to go see the Avengers. Then I'm going to pick her up. And,
okay, Jay.
She wants to go,
Jay,
we're going to put you on the spot,
Jay. We're going to put you on the spot. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Jay, you're going to see the Avengers today?
I'm going to see the Avengers today, and then I'll pick my daughter up. If she wants to go to see the Avengers, Gail, I will pick her up and go twice, but I won't tell her I saw it already.
Now, Jay, we're going to tease you today. Our audience, Jay Logan, is going to see a movie, so you know what our next question is. Jay, are you going to see the Avengers with a bunch of guys?
I actually love all those superheroes. I mean, I went to see Iron Man. I went to see the Hulk. I went to see Thor. So now they're all in one thing with Samuel Jackson. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this thing. I'm just a big fan.
So you're actually being a traitor to us. So you're keeping the girls out, huh? That's unfair, Jay.
There's a couple of girl superheroes in there. I never, you know, it's one of them with a born arrow.
No, I'm talking about you're not taking your daughter for the first show. So, Jelena, this is to let you know, your father is sneaking out to go see the Avengers before he takes you.
Yeah, you're supposed to be my co-host. You're supposed to be on my team. You know, we work
real
hard.
I'm on your team, but I'm on Jelena's team. Girl power. Okay? This is girl power. This is really, you know, this is really unfair, Jay. Now, Jay, there's a couple of other things that I'm going to share today, and I'm going to ask that you do not laugh, okay? You know that we never go into politics, but an adorable Kickstarter campaign to create a children's book about the election met its fundraising goal of $30,000. Now, can you imagine if they made a children's book out of the current election? And they actually met its goal. So could you imagine a book right now about Mitt Romney? And, you know, okay? And a Rick Santorum. And Obama. Can you just 100% imagine that we're going to have a book about that? Well, congratulations, all right? Congratulations. What they are, the book is really about kids need their kidness in their summer vacation, cool superheroes, all right, their imagination, let grown-ups worry about jobs and bus stations and traffic and stock markets. So it's supposed to be pretty cool. Well, with that said, my dear man, I'm going to say bid adieu to our audience. We've become very silly today, Jay, and I think it's about time we had that opportunity to have that fun. Don't you think so?
I think so. We can show another side of us.
Jay, is there anything you'd like to say as we leave this wonderful place today?
Well, yes, I would like to say one last thing. Tomorrow I will be participating with a nonprofit, 1,000 Mothers to Prevent Violence, and I will be there singing with the founder there, and we'll be doing We Are the World. And I invite everybody that's listening to the show, if you can, Gail, maybe you might come out and hang out with us, and we work with kids and people who've lost loved ones. So I'll be out there tomorrow at 10 a.m. supporting grieving mothers and parents and mourning mothers and fathers.
Well, Jay, I did notice that little quip about why don't I come out and join you in the sunshine. That's really unfair. You know that I'm all the way in New York. And so that's okay, Jay.
That skateboard, you could just get on the skateboard and come on, you know, save gas and everything. You know, you taught me a lot today about skateboarding.
I owe you one. I totally owe you one. But that's okay. You know, to all of our people out there, don't forget to remember that Mr. Logan tried to have me come out to San Francisco on a skateboard. So with that said, folks, we're going to end our episode. And next week, we promise you a rocking, socking, episode going forward that you will not believe. And on May 17th, we will have another guest host. here with Jay and I. And Jay and I promise to behave ourselves when we have our guest host. We do promise. You promise to behave yourself, Jay?
I'll be nice.
Okay. And back with us next week is Matthew Clark, America's Team, a Seeing Machine. So first, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday. Jay, let's take it on out.
See you later, everyone.
Bye.